The Carnot cycle is very useful. It's been a good tool for learning how different operating parameters influence the performance of thermodynamic cycles. I've often pointed out that no real cycle can be reversible for a variety of reasons. But there are other problems with the Carnot cycle as well. In this lesson, we will consider the additional problems with the Carnot vapor power cycle. Now, to begin with, the Carnot vapor cycle requires that the boiler operate isothermally. Now, this makes it easier to arrange for heat transfer through an infinitesimal temperature difference. The problem is that this prohibits our boiler from producing superheated vapor. Now, why is that important? Well, real turbines can be damaged if the quality of the effluent drops too low. If we could superheat the turbine feed, we would be able to increase the quality of the turbine effluent. Now, the Carnot cycle also requires that the condenser operate isothermally. This means that we cannot allow the turbine effluent to be a superheated vapor. This again puts our turbine rotor at risk of costly damage. Now, finally, the most efficient pumps for vapor power cycles do not work well when any vapor enters them. But if the condenser is designed and operated to produce a saturated liquid effluent, our isentropic pump will yield a subcooled liquid at the pressure of the boiler. Now, this again makes it impossible to operate the boiler isothermally. So, the Rankine cycle is our way to avoid all of these problems with the Carnot cycle.